from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. New York State man arrested for planning terror in the name of ISIS. The U.S. Justice Department says authorities have arrested a New York State resident accused of planning to kill civilians on New Year's Eve in the name of the Islamic State group. A statement says Emmanuel L. Lutchman, he's 25 years old, he was charged with attempting to provide material support to ISIS during an initial court appearance on Thursday morning. According to court records, the statement said the defendant was claiming to have received direction from an overseas Islamic State member, planned to commit an armed attack against civilians at a restaurant bar located in the Rochester, New York area. Assistant U.S. Attorney General John Carlin confirmed the attack plan was timed to take place later Thursday, but said thankfully law enforcement was able to intervene and thwart Lutchman's deadly plans. Perhaps that story notwithstanding, it is Happy New Year already someplace. In Australia, the new year is already 5 hours old. In Sydney, one of the first population centers marking the dawn of 2016, Australians gather to enjoy one of their biggest fireworks displays ever. Elsewhere, where 2015 is clinging to its final few hours, security is tight at New Year's celebrations as authorities confront threatened possible terror attacks. Jakarta on high alert after Indonesian police uncovered plans for a terror attack. In Belgium, the capital's annual New Year's celebration was canceled, and police in Brussels say they've arrested a 10th suspect in connection with the November 13th terror attacks in Paris. This is VOA News. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has reiterated that Turkish military forces must withdraw immediately from Iraqi territory. In a phone call with Turkish Prime Minister Ahmed Davutoğlu on Wednesday, Mr. Abadi questioned why Turkey would send its military trainers deep inside Iraqi borders while Islamic State fighters are present at Turkey's borders with Syria, according to Iraqi state television. The threat comes as Iraq accused Turkey of only partially withdrawing its tanks and soldiers in order to protect its training camp in northern Iraq. But Mr. Davutoğlu dismissed the threat, saying Iraqi forces should focus on Islamic State. The outgoing UN envoy to Somalia, Nicholas Kay, says the country has an unstoppable momentum toward being a stable and secure state.
I believe that Somalia in the last 2.5-3 years has made significant political progress and has also made some reasonable security progress as well. And so I am optimistic that in 2016 there is an unstoppable momentum now.
Mr. Kay told VOA that Somalia has managed to convert a dream of being a federal Somalia into reality. The country now has 5 interim regional administrations in federal member states, which he says brings government and accountability closer to the people. Mr. Kay is also encouraged by the progress made in preparing for national elections in the new year. Farmers in Zimbabwe say they've been forced to sell the seeds and fertilizers supplied by the government for the 2015-2016 planting season to avert a current hunger crisis. Sebastian Mofu reports from Harare. Diverting the farm supplies will have an effect beyond the agricultural industry.
At the height of Zimbabwe's farming season, the Sanyati farming area, some 250 kilometers southwest of Harare, normally would produce lots of cotton. However, for many farmers, that is no longer the case. 34-year-old farmer Titus Maposa says cotton prices have declined so much that it is unprofitable. He says that for years he has been growing cotton, but now he says it is causing hunger. Sebastian Mofu for VOA News, Harare.
The United Nations says Zimbabwe is one of the countries with a food deficit, with more than 1 million people in need of food handouts. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.